Hey, come here. This is a special video episode. So hop over to YouTube and you can watch it there. All right, I'll see you over there.
In Japan, we're learning that by mixing leaves and other living materials into our soil, we can...
Yet still respect the needs of the land. Some of the answers are being discovered just ahead.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 294. Reliving a Living with the Land, Christmas Ride, with video. Put those headphones on now for the best experience as we enjoy another of my Walt Disney World memories. You will be transported to the parks through the use of immersive binaural audio, and be there with us as we go back to see the Christmas lights on Living with the Land. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now sit back. Relax. Close your eyes and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Merry Christmas, everyone. I pray everyone's day is being filled with joy and happiness and peace. As is my tradition, I like to release a special memory in video form. And today, we're actually going to get to watch what we heard back in memory 280. The Christmas lights inside the Land Pavilion at night have to be seen. And in an audio-only podcast, something's just a little bit lost. So I would recommend heading over to our YouTube channel to watch it. We are at WDW Memories Podcast on YouTube. I'm going to take a few weeks off, though, through the new year as we'll be traveling, but we'll be back to continue our fun in Disney's Hollywood Studios when we return in early 2023. We still have rides on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Slinky Dog Dash, and Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, amongst other things, to experience, so make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you can get your copy automatically when we return. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year. I pray your life is blessed with many more memories in
2023. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
What's up? Our journey ends after battle. Sudden changes are sweeping over the land. The approaching storm may seem violent and destructive to us, but to nature, it's a new beginning in the sun of the world.
Fishing line and lights.
One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface.
See the restaurant up top?
More than half of its land and animals. Rainforests are also extremely rich in productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives.
Yep.
Let an alligator or crocodile? Can you tell the difference?
Nature has created a very different, but no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem lifeless, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun. The American prairie once appeared as desolate as the desert, but over time, rainwater and nutrients gradually penetrated the hard surface of this land. Even the hooves of the black buffalo helped create the rich soil one day to come home to the American farm. Of all the forces at work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use and sometimes overuse of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods.
Daytime versus nighttime.
They're really making it a nighttime one.
No, it's just there's no sunlight on the other side of this stuff.
Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being.
Developing and planting crops that thrive on salt water.
Japan, we're learning that by mixing leaves and other living materials into our soil, we can...
Yet still respect the needs of the land. Some of the answers are being discovered just ahead. To help us maintain these carefully controlled ecosystems, and for your safety, please remain seated in your boat at all times.
No, it's
not a
one. What is this?
Wow.
I
didn't
know they did this.
I'm going to have to say it.
Right. Welcome to our glimmering greenhouses, where scientists...
Mikey, keep your hand in the boat.
They remove the various gifts and thoughts from the land. Join us as we begin.
That was you, dude.
The time of the year.
Look at the roof. Sandman! No, snowman.
For some, it's difficult to imagine the holidays without winter and snow. But one of the most important holiday crops actually grows in the tropics. For centuries, farmers in Central America have cultivated cacao to make chocolate. In fact, cacao is chocolate's main ingredient. Today, people around the world are able to enjoy a variety of sweets
water
and keep
warm.
I don't
know if no, I don't either.
Thanks to this tropical plant.
Allspice. There's your allspice berries. Celebrate with hot chocolate. Peanut butter tree. Edible leaves.
Banana chairs
is my favorite part.
Oh, that's
cool.
They're in
a
set of areas.
This is real
fish. Yes. Yeah. If you go behind the scenes,
tilapia.
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 If you need to go behind the scenes, they show you all of this.
But seasoning is an essential part of many festive meals. In parts of southern Italy, family and friends gather once a year to celebrate Ravenna with the seven-foot seasoning booklet. Tilapia, bass, and shrimp
are the most sustainable waters. See the catfish in there?
What's over there?
Channel catfish.
The tradition is known as the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
There's a Christmas tree in there.
There's a cocktail sauce.
Y'all up here are dead.
There's a hidden Mickey on the bottom.
In the end of it.
That'll be your...
I see it. I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look.
Citrus, like the oranges grown here, are common in Florida. But in northern Europe, where fresh fruit is rare in winter, they're much harder to find, making them an extra special stocking stuffer. During Chinese New Year, these vibrant fruits are given as gifts of good fortune.
Sorghum, basil.
Nine-pound lemon.
The huge.
Kilo.
I don't see any right now. Sugar cane.
They say it's better to give than to receive. And in this greenhouse, we're celebrating the holidays by giving back to the land.
Oh, yeah.
That was all real.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
They even take you behind the scenes.
By recycling water, we can give plants rich nutrients. By giving plants labor to control pests
and reduce the need for pesticides. And by growing ground plants vertically, we give them better protection from disease.
Growing off
of
vines? On a trellis? I guess that makes it very easy to harvest. Just make sure they don't fall off. Or fall on your head.
With these gifts, our plants can grow an abundance of festive vegetables. This greenhouse alone grows a bountiful 15
cucumbers
each year. When we give you, we receive the most of the land's green gifts.
Yes, that's what the sign said.
It looks like a cucumber plant. It's just the cucumbers don't look like cucumbers. Like some
cinnamon.
Many of the plants you see here help spice up the holidays. The bark of cinnamon trees, like the one growing beside you, is used to make cinnamon sticks. Do you like eggnog? You can thank nutmeg for its signature taste. Other spices, like ginger and vanilla, add flavor to a variety of holiday cookies, cakes, and other
squash, and it just that's like the root system on it.
Plants with care and good cheer, Epcot scientists are able to celebrate the holidays with the land's many gifts.
What do they mean by
my dad would have been
found? Oh my god. Think Santa might sit there?
Yeah.
Very small, feminine looking shoes.
These greenhouses represent just a fraction of the work being done worldwide to produce bountiful harvests for our growing population. Scientists, farmers, and even backyard gardeners are doing their part to improve the quantity and quality of foods that we all rely upon. Together, we can continue to find more ways to increase food production and protect our precious natural environment. Only then will we truly be living with the land. On behalf of Walt Disney World, we hope you've enjoyed this unique journey through our living laboratories. If you'd like a closer look, then check out the Behind the Scenes walking tour. It's a chance for the whole family to get up close and personal with the plants and growing techniques in our laboratory. Please keep your hands and feet inside the boat and remain seated until the boat comes to a complete stop.
Like that little surprise?
Yes.
I have been trying every bit not to say a word about it. I keep catching myself, but you guys gotta see. No, we can't go yet. We have to wait. It has to be dark. They just started doing it the last couple years.
What are you talking about?
All the lights up there. Did you like all those lights?
Yeah.
And watch your step as you exit. parents please supervise the baby.